We'll go ahead and continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 8 Okuma Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you.
That was fun.
We'll go over here to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, catchmas.com. Evaluate your first 3 races of your cup season, if you would, please.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind of emotions, I feel like. First off, getting take part in my first Daytona 500 with Richard Childress Racing at the cup level, and have all the things that happened throughout that event, and then be running inside the top 10 inside 25 to go, and obviously get caught up in Daytona. And we had glimmers of hope, and the biggest thing I think we took out of the first race was knowing our communication was where it needed to be. All the things that we had done throughout the off season to prepare as a group and try to get over the hurdles that you face throughout the first 2 to 3 months of a year, I feel like we'd already overcome a lot of that stuff before we got to Daytona. So that was a positive, and that showed when we got to Atlanta. We had good speed and good drivability in the car, and by the time the race came to fruition for us, our speed was good and we were able to drive through the field and have another solid shot, a solid finish, and we had a right front tire come apart that took us out of that. So but the one thing that particular race did for us was gave us a confidence as a group that if they were able to give me something close to what I wanted and what I needed, that we could perform at a high level. And it's a way better anytime you're with a new group to have that earlier than later in the year, because it gives all of us confidence that those days when you unload and you're not where you want to be, that you're working towards a common goal of everybody being able to execute. And if you get to that point, then you'll be able to have success. And going to Vegas, we just missed it as a company. Speed wise, we did everything we could to build as much speed in our race cars, and we didn't lack any of that. So at least single car, and just the ability to have needing maneuverability and all the stuff that you need at Vegas as the tires come up the pressure and get hot, and with a new package, the aero is so sensitive that we just didn't do a great job of preparing for that event. So luckily, we had Atlanta to fall back on as far as what we do want moving forward. And I think we've been put through a lot of different things already as a group, but we've able to overcome and continue to smile and put our heads down and work, and that's what's going to keep us moving forward.
All right, we'll go to Wolfgang and then down here to Lee.
Wolfgang Monzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. When you made the move to Cup, what was the biggest technical challenge driving this Cup cars?
I don't think the challenge of the driving has been the biggest challenge. I think it's been processing all the people and data and outlets you have for resources. That's the biggest thing from any level I've ever been a part of to the cup level. And then knowing that because you have those avenues, you can take a lot off of yourself and lean on those guys, lean on the data and stuff that you have to kind of decipher throughout any given race week. And I think I'll just get better at that, at that whole process as this whole deal goes, because it's just something that's new and you got to get comfortable with it. The challenge of the cars themselves, everybody's gouging and trying to do the best they can with what they got. But it's all the little details that make or break you, and hopefully we're honing in on what we need.
Go to Lee.
He's SpencerRacingBoys.com. Does it seem like the cars have, when you go back and forth from Xfinity to Cup, does it feel like the cars slowed down on the Xfinity side because – or with the new speed and the new package, is that kind of a benefit to you because you're kind of starting, picking up where you left off with Xfinity?
Yeah, I feel like the corner entry speed, is pretty relative, from the Cup Series to the Xfinity Series, currently. I think, last year, jumping back and forth, you felt more of that, process slow down when you got out of the Cup car and got back in the Xfinity car, and they're way more paired up now. Just the corner speeds in the Cup car are substantially faster. That's the biggest thing that still gets your attention from one to the other. I haven't been able to do it this year package to package. But hopefully I get a chance to later in the year at some point. But I think just because the corner speed is so high, it's so much more demanding on the drivers and the teams, because we're asking the car to do more and we're asking the drivers to do more mid-corner. And because of that, it's putting that much more pressure on these race teams to have the race cars that we need to be able to go do what we want to do with them. I'm having to lean on Luke a good bit. But he's also, I think, been open to things that I feel like have really targeted a balance that I need or I've needed in the past. We felt like Atlanta, we both went off a lot of our past experiences and things that we knew would translate into a good race car and race trim And by doing that, we had a very good race in our eyes going for that early in the year and just didn't work out. But I think, you know, we're still building that trust. But I think he knows, you know, he had my back after we had the issues at Atlanta, and I had his back after I felt like we didn't do a great job at Vegas. So those are the things that you're going to have as a new group together. But we both are working toward the same goal, and I think that's important.
Are there any final questions, Jim?
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. It seems, though, would you agree that the organization as a whole seems to have speed compared to a lot of others, and it seems more about translating that speed into a good result on Sunday?
Yeah, our speed is unbelievable. I was talking to a couple of guys in the garage, you know, for about last week. I mean, it's not that nobody wants their cars to be as fast as ours. Like, we've done an incredible job with the package of figuring out what it needs by itself to make that raw speed, which is something that as a company we haven't been able to do in the past. And we may have been too far on our own island, where you may have never been able to achieve the balance to make it race. And I think we're trying to do the things we can to backpedal. But the good thing is we have that little bit of buffer that we can feel like we can confidently give up and still put some more drivability in these race cars, but know that we know how to make them go fast. It's more frustrating when your car drives great and you have no speed. So we've been on both sides of it, or I have at certain points in my career. So that part of it, I feel fortunate to have. The guys at ECR and Chevrolet and everyone back home are doing the things that we need to get to that point. We just got to figure out for a balance what we got to have to race better. And, you know, Austin and myself both are working as hard as we can, from simulator stuff to hand-in-hand with the guides each and every day on our builds, trying to make sure we're targeting the right things, because this early in the year, if you get behind, it's going to be hard to get caught up. So we think we're on the front side of the speed. We just got to get a little bit more on the other side of the drivability.
How important is it in this organization's case to have the raw speed up front? I mean, I know you're not satisfied with the results so far, but that's an important starting point, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely an important starting point, because like I said, we've been on the other side where you didn't know what to do or how to get to the speed. So that's not our weak point by any means. If anything, it's our strongest suit out of all the cars in the garage. But we also know we can't, you know, fall like rocks and be 15th to 20th and be back there racing all day and think we're going to give ourselves a shot. We know we got to extremely improve on that side of it to give ourselves and our partners the opportunity to have a shot at solid finishes and race wins. And the speed is great, but if you can't drive a thing in dirty air, which is a lot of, then you're not going to be productive, and that's what we got to work for.
Are there any other questions? All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.